the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
In today's fast-paced world, it's easy for kids' lives to become so scheduled that there is little time left for unstructured play. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Dr. Joanna Seymour Brigden, Associate Professor of Childhood Education and Family Studies, specializes in research on children's play.
Parents are striving to do what's best for their children. So I think that's at the heart of what parents are doing. Children often want to try everything. So you're like, okay, I'll let you try all of this stuff. But what's happening is that it's not having that free, unstructured time when they're out of school is now coupled with a loss of free play time during school. It used to be that in school, children would have recess, would be 90 plus minutes out of the school day. And guess what? We had great standardized test scores then. But they used to get to play all of the time, and now it's being reduced to 15 minutes or there's no recess altogether. And so they're not getting this unstructured time where they get to have some control, make decisions, use their creativity, be bored for a second and figure out what to do. What used to be free time is now overly scheduled with soccer, dance, or other structured adult-led activities. All of these things have their own merit. It's not any particular activity. It's that they're all compounded on top of each other, and then the children are not having time to play. And so this less outdoor play, plus no recess, plus less free time, that's creating very stressed children. And so there's increase in behavior problems, increase in obesity, less imagination. Children have an inability to focus on tasks. They also lack enjoyment in their school subjects.
Seymour Brigden said research shows that unstructured play has many benefits.
We have decades and decades upon research about children's unstructured play, plus theorists that are very popular in early childhood development and human development have really focused on children's play to see that that's where you really see where a child is engaged. And that's where a child is doing so much thinking, and you can observe the thinking and you can have them reflect on that thinking and understand what's going on in a child. So one thing is where a child can make decisions and figure out lots of different options to something. So there's a lot of divergent thinking going on, whereas opposed to a lot of structured activities, there is one way to do something. And in life, there's usually not one way to do something. There's tons of different answers for different possibilities. But if a child doesn't have the opportunity to think of those kinds of things, when they're called on to have to think for themselves, they have a real tough time doing it.
Play is also important to help children work through conflicts in their lives.
For children, if they have an experience that's stressful, they're in a situation, maybe a child has said something to them or an adult has said something. Sometimes we can dismiss what we're saying to children. Think about for an adult, when an adult has a stressful interaction with another adult. Maybe you have an argument or a disagreement with someone. What happens is you go through that conversation in your head again. You think about a way to resolve that in your head. And once you can do that, then your whole body calms down. Your mind calms down about it and you have processed it. But what happens for young children is that they don't have that ability to think through all of that in their head. They internalize it. So they just feel bad about themselves. And a way for them to think through it when they play, in make-believe play specifically, they can pretend out the situation like we would think through a situation. And then that's the way they can relax and emotionally handle whatever situation happened. Now, if they aren't allowed to play, their whole body is tense, everything is tense, their mind is upset. And then if they're in school or in a public place, then that parent or that teacher may expect them to just switch gears and be totally fine and do whatever task they're wanting them to do. And then behavior problems happen because how can you just switch gears if you've never processed all these things that are making your body tense, your mind tense? But so children really need that time to process things.
Seymour Brigden suggests parents try to limit their children's commitments to allow more time for unstructured play.
I would rethink scheduling activities. You may ask children to choose one or two activities, or that you are only doing certain activity this semester or this year. You're only doing a couple things so that they have opportunities to spend in free play. Another compounding thing is that parents are so busy that we end up with very little time to spend just being with children. So there's sometimes just being with children, but not having to direct activity or interact, Or if you interact, it's not with some goal in mind except enjoyment.
Dr. Joanna Seymour Brigden is an associate professor of childhood education and family studies, and I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.